Here we are at our urban farm site in East Palo Alto. We have about half an acre back here, and we are in the process of transitioning from our summer garden to our fall and winter garden. So we still have some winter squash that are doing amazing, taking over. My vision about people growing their own food is not that I think realistically we're going to displace all of the food that we're buying in grocery stores and we're all going to be growing our own, all of the food we eat in our small little urban plots. But I think the process of engaging in the food system, even just in a small 4x8 garden plot, helps people recognize what it really takes and what kind of impacts our food system has. Let's see what else we have back there. So we have Wangari and Dolores for Dolores Huerta. Wangari Matai.
And what are those?
These are our beehives. This is our second year in production, and we just harvested like 6 gallons of honey, so they're going gangbusters right now. Conservation has always been really important to me, so I got really inspired to work in the food system from that motivation. But the more I work in it, the more I'm inspired by all these other components. I mean, we all eat 3 meals a day. Food is directly related to our physical health, our mental well-being. It builds community. So it has become so much more than just an environmental. I feel like I'm the most fortunate person in the world because every value that I have working in the food system promotes those values. It's not just about environment. It's about community building. It's about human health. It's about all of these things together. So it's a really amazing field to be working in, and I just feel so lucky to have the opportunity.